Welcome to Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, the show that brings you thoughtful perspective through the lens of Christ. Join us every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. on The Bridge Austin Radio, broadcasting on both 11:20 a.m. and 101.1 FM. Whether you're on the go, hitting the gym, or simply relaxing with your favorite beverage, Triumphant Victorious Reminders will empower you to live in Christ with heavenly wit. Teresa Ann reminds us that true perspective isn't just about being positioned correctly, it's about being positioned in Christ, who is the ultimate perspective. So tune in and let your friends know to join us as we journey towards seeing mission fields in the midst of battlefields. This is Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, and we're excited to have you with us.
Hi, kind supporters and friends. You're listening to Teresa Ann with Triumphant Victorious Reminders, the podcast for people of all ages who want to see every day as a gift. God's perspective is tangibly seen when we are thankful. It's not just for what we have, which is great. It's a great starting point, but for who God is, being grateful to who He is. When we do this, this is how we learn to know Him more. Now, I'm learning how I'm a daughter of God every single day, and because I'm learning that He is the King of Kings, He is the Father. And what's so amazing is I love to author books. I love to talk. So hence I have a podcast. I love to doodle, which is more of a recent thing, which I can go into that probably soon. And I'm learning from God in His Word to unlearn all the things that have only distracted me away from God. And the more we thank Him for who He is, we get to know Him more, which is what I said earlier, which stirs this awareness of His presence. And in the awareness of His within us presence, by default, we begin to live this life with what I call heavenly wit, seeing mission fields in the midst of the battlefields. Now, this may sound familiar because I did release a book back in March of 2020 titled Heavenly Wit, Seeing Mission Fields in the Midst of the Battlefields. And let me tell you, it was released right before the pandemic. It was such a great word. I'm not speaking for other people, but at least for myself. Like it was one of those moments where I knew, wow, God, You have gone before us. And so this week, I have been pondering legacy. I believe drawing and doodling has stirred that by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you'll understand why in just a minute. I love this play on words. I call it, it's based on James 4:8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And I actually do drawings to draw near to God. That's how I do that. And so here we go. On Saturday, I had a Christmas mini shopping event. It was our second annual one. I do it in my home and I get to do it with a couple of friends, and they have their own products that they've created, and it's just amazing. And what's so cool is if you've seen my YouTube channel, you've seen some of the videos that I just released this past few days, you'll see how cohesive everything looks together with our shopping event. So Julie and Heath, they have a woodworking business, and it's really a hobby. He won't call it a business at all. He just loves to do these wooden trees and wooden totes. And then Jesslyn, who I met through Instagram, who became a part of Daughters of the King book, last year she got to be a part of this little shopping event, and she and her husband make homemade candles, and they're beautiful, along with her husband, who's a blacksmith. And so he makes a lot of her decor. And I'm telling you, it is one of a kind and it's incredible. So anyway, to see all of our stuff come together was just so cool, to see these expressions literally manifesting on the outside because each of us got to do something that was inside of us and no one knew what it was. But now that, you know, we put our hands to the plow, so to speak, and now you get to tangibly see what we were envisioning. And even it's beyond what we envisioned. I can tell you that, honestly. And if you could see Heath's woodworking trees when he first started to where he is today, you're just like blown away. And it just shows the more that we do things and just, you know, whether you believe it's just this unction or it's this magic that happens, it's really, I believe, the unction of the Holy Spirit that says, hey, ride this creative wave and go for it and do it. So anyway, I know that was kind of a sidebar there, but I just had to share that because of legacy. You know, those things are going to probably outlast us. So even when we're gone, those things will be traces of what we got to leave within the earth. And for me, again, drawing and doodling and writing and the podcast blogging has been how I get to express my gratefulness to God. So on Saturday, well, at this event, a friend of mine purchased a whole bunch of gifts from all of us. And she looked at me and she said, hey, will you do one of these, but do an orchard? And if you know anything about my doodles, or I call them prayer tree doodles. So I pray as I make these doodles to concentrate and just really fix my heart on the Lord. And so I'm like, ooh, an orchard. And immediately what came to mind was an orchard just for me resembles generations. And so here I am just doing it today. I actually did the orchard today on a wood canvas. And the scripture that I looked up was Deuteronomy 7:9. Understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love and obey his commands. And you know, this of course was written when the law was in place, before Jesus had come to fulfill the law. So a lot of this was out of obligation. But if you really think about when you're thanking God for who he is, and this praise just stirs out of you to where it's overflowing, the response to God no longer is out of obligation or religious duty. It is now out of a place of, like I say often, awe and wonder. And in that place of awe and wonder, you literally grow up, but yet grow young as a child. And you see everything the way that it should be seen, with purity and innocence, but not naivety. I'm not saying that at all, not with ignorance, but with this, hey, I know the evil is there, but I'm going to overcome evil by doing good. As you know, the quote from Mr. Rogers, I love this quote so much because, you know, what he shares is what his mom taught him. And it goes like this. Let me find it here. It was such a good quote. Let's see here. It went something like this. When I would watch the news as a little boy and I would get scared of what I saw, my mom would look at me and tell me, don't focus on the evil. Focus on the helpers. Look for the ones that are helping. And I just thought, yes. It just goes back to how God stirs us. I mean, it's really a rescue. I say this often. To praise him and to thank him is a rescue, not just because it rescues us from despair, but it literally points us to the God of all hope. This God who doesn't just give us hope, but this God who is hope. That's what's so incredible. And so with that, I just have to share, you know, when I was reading that scripture, understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. Now take notice, when we realize that our decisions are so far-reaching than us as an individual, it's all about legacy. Our lineage is, it's not just about leaving our own legacy, but the legacy of Christ in everything that we do. Our decisions to receive the invitation of God's continual grace to obey, even seeing our future generations kept and rescued by God, to know him for who he truly is. Not just rescuing us, okay, from danger or death, but truly rescuing us to ensure that we know him. Like, knowing him is the greatest rescue. It helps us to behold the things that we need to see with the proper perspective in him versus seeing the way that the world wants us to see it, so that we just move in fear and then we open up these doors in our lives for the enemy to come in and thwart it even more. We start believing the lie. We start believing that, you know, if we don't do it on our own, then who will help us? You know, and listen, when we are going to God for help, it is not that we are sitting there going, I'm not going to do anything because God's going to do it. No. It's when you partner with God, you will do great and mighty things from him through you, that you could have never imagined, according to the power that works within you. Like it says in Ephesians 3:20, that he will do the exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever hope, ask, dream, or imagine. How? According to the power that works within you. It's within you. His spirit in you and I. As we receive Jesus Christ, as we say yes to his hand that extends to us, and we realize, well, we don't have to do any of this on our own. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Hence, intervined art that I have, which is where their doodlings come from. You got to be intertwined to realize that you're intervined, that he is the vine. And we are the branches. And apart from him, we can do nothing. Apart from him, we can't leave a legacy that will outlast us in the generations to come. The only legacy that will outlast is Christ himself. It is us getting to die to self. And we realize that the dying to self, yet again, is the rescue, because we come alive, not in our own flesh, but we come alive in Christ, that we become transformed. We become a new creation. And then this joy that stirs, no matter the circumstances, we can go, okay, this is really not good, but Jesus, you said that we would have trouble. So that's a promise that I'm seeing right now. But with that promise was a greater promise that says, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you have overcome the world with your love, to overcome evil by doing good, by leaving a legacy, by our decisions today of saying yes to God, trusting and obeying him, will actually reverberate into the generations to come. Legacy, the orchard. Going back to the orchard that I got to draw this morning. Oh my gosh, it was just so cool. Even I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Because by nature, I am not an artist, okay? But I do know this, that God is creative. And so if we're made in the image of God, then that means each of us are creative in our own unique ways, because we're reflecting him. So here we go. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I just got on a tangent, y'all. because it's a joyful tangent. It's a violent, joyful tangent. And I just am in awe of him. All right, so let me just pause for a moment and just really let's do this. Like, I don't want you to see this as Teresa's just joyful because God made her that way and, you know, she just has an extra portion of joy. I'm telling you, I was not a joyful person. I mean, I laughed a lot, but it was out of coping. It was not out of this pureness and this joy. And it was out of this careless silliness. It was never considering others. You know, I would always say I was carefree, but later realized I was careless. And so this is a true joy that stirs, not because of my great attitude, but because my attitude is just so overwhelmed by the goodness of God that my response to him is just with grateful heart. Like, how? I don't want this salvation message, this kingdom of God message to be so ordinary because it's not. Like, I don't want to treat it as an ordinary thing. I don't want it to be like, oh yeah, Jesus died for you and came as a baby and he was a baby Jesus and he was in a manger. Then he grew up and he didn't tell his parents that he was going to stay. And they were on their journey home and at 12 years old, they were like, oh my God, where's Jesus? And there he was teaching. And then he grew with stature and wisdom. And I mean, that stuff is freaking powerful. And then leading up to his discipling, the disciples, choosing them, doing the mighty miracles, revealing the Father's heart, and then him laying down his life to do the will of the Father that would be extended to us as beneficiaries of the love of God expressed through his son Jesus, who then would be laid in a grave for 3 days. And in those 3 days, he would take back the power of death, hell, and the grave. And he would overcome it on the third day. He would resurrect and make known himself to those who had followed him. Like, how is this ordinary? And how dare I treat it as that? Like, what? Like, this is something, Teresa, you should really, really be excited about and want to share with everybody. Here you are excited about your new phone, or you're excited about your new purse, or you're excited about your new shoes, or you're excited about a new product you just got that was, you know, out there for the world to see. And yet you can't get excited about this. You can go get excited at a football game and yell like a crazy banshee, but you can't be excited about the gospel. What? Like, these are things that I am literally going to God about and saying, God, what is up with this? Like, I want to see this as extraordinary, magnificent, wondrous, that I can't keep it to myself. Let me just share this with you. So in 2018, I have this angst. And this angst was, okay, the Holy Spirit lives within me. How does that not rock my world? What? If I really knew this revelation that the Holy Spirit lives within me and his power resides in me, I would never be offended again. No matter what anybody did, because I would know this love and nature of God, that I would be overwhelmed to just overwhelm others with his love that has touched me so beautifully. And I remember these words that came to me. You're about to find out my within you power. I'm going to teach you how to draw. And I was like, I don't draw. Like, have you seen my stuff? And then I heard these words. They will seem elementary, but they are anointed. Do not despise them. And all of a sudden, I took him at his word and he just began drawing. And Ephesians 3:20 was kind of my, like, that thing I just stood on in him, which is he will do the exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever hope, ask, or imagine according to the power that works within you. Then I want to say a few weeks later, I got the same kind of word. You're about to find out my within you power. I'm going to teach you how to paint. And it's all going to be from the place of worship. Oh, if you looked at my stuff with like a fleshly eye, you would go, what was she thinking? But if you look at it from the eye of the heavenly realm, you'll be in awe. It's as though a little child just was so free and painted from a place of grateful awe and wonder, worshiping, knowing who she was worshiping. Oh, it's just precious. It's precious. And I can actually say that about my own work. Like, that's God. Because I'm usually pretty hard on myself. And so that's where the doodles came in later. Like, probably I started doodling, like really doodling in 2020. And then, you know, the more you do things, the more you just become better at it. And it's just been really fun. But this is what I really want us to think about. Our decisions to receive the invitation of God's continual grace to obey, even seeing our future generations kept and rescued by God. We get to witness in the Spirit, even beyond our lifetime, the future generations that will know and desire God, experiencing His promises, hungering and thirsting for not promises, but for His presence and for His righteousness. And because of that, they will be filled, constantly filled, never running out. Think about this. They won't have to ration the power of God. In Him, we will never run dry. The thankful heart is what helps us to see beyond the natural and see from above. You remember that scripture from Deuteronomy that says, you are above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. It's that you can see above the circumstance, above the hurt, above the situation, and see it for what it really is. And seeing God wants to show us a side of Himself in spite of what's happened. And show us that He gets the last word no matter what the enemy attempts to do. And has done. That the destruction that seemed so evil, and it was, doesn't come close to the glory of God that will be established in a way that will wipe out and obliterate the power of evil and how it's seen. So I want to think about this before we close. Think about the orchard I was invited to doodle by the Holy Spirit through my friend. An orchard is recognized in the Spirit in just one apple. Just one apple? Yes. So again, let's go deep. It's not the apple as a fruit itself that I'm talking about, but so much more with the seeds that are within it. The seeds within the apple are so much more than one apple. It's a potential orchard. The God who sees us as individuals while also seeing the generations to come. That we can bless the generations that aren't even here yet by our today decisions of trusting God. And the only way we can do that properly is by thanking Him for who He is on a continual basis. So when you get bad news, all you do is you're being trained right now to respond for the kingdom of God to come within the earth. And all you're doing is you're lifting up your hands and you're saying, God, I thank you for who you are. I thank you, Lord, that you, oh Lord, my Lord, is your name is excellent in all the earth. When I consider the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what am I that you are mindful of me, and yet you are? God, wow. Thank you. And then all of a sudden, you rise above the circumstance. I mean, oh, it's just incredible. I have a story for you on that one. I'll have to share it in a couple of weeks. But listen, I hope that this podcast episode resonated with you today. And may you and I remember, when we see with heavenly wit, we're going to be able to see mission fields in the midst of the battlefields, especially with difficult people and situations. Again, if this resonated with you today, will you send me a DM on my Instagram or comment here below, or even send me an email at letstalktv74@gmail.com. So kind supporters and friends, thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for sharing on your social media, on your Instagram, and make sure you subscribe and share. And the best way to support my show is to leave a review on my podcast. Can you do that for me? Well, thank you so much. And until next week, continue on the daily to respond to God's love so you're kind to yourself and others no matter what. Go and shine.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. We hope that you were empowered and encouraged by the insights and perspectives shared on this program. Remember, living in Christ transforms us into His likeness and enables us to live an abundant life with heavenly wit. With Teresa Ann, we have learned to see mission fields in the midst of battlefields. Be sure to tune in next Saturday morning at 11:30 for another edition of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. Until then, keep seeking Christ, who is the true perspective, and may His blessings be upon you always.